one of the drives, in my opinion, for the organizations, for the volunteers to volunteer, once they accumulate this money, we'll just say $100,000, in concessions, then that group can decide that, Clint was definitely around when we started, started building batting cages in the day. You know, it gives the volunteers an incentive to improve their complex and put their mark on it, if you want to say. And the things that, remember when Rents come to us, Ron, out there at Winfield, when we helped on the, swing set or something? But anyway, there was, you know what I'm saying. But the volunteers and the people participating in that 501c3, it gives them the initiative to go on. But what Clint's, somebody alluded to what Clint said, Clint's 100% right, because they don't come get this money because there is a pile of, people don't have a clue how much money is out there. It's a bunch of it. But what I'm saying is that person, there's enough work, in my opinion. I don't know if it's a 40-hour week job, but there's enough person for that liaison to have a workshop like we're doing here today, that when all these 501c3s coming, that's what's so important in Tim Murphy's opinion, that everybody needs to be a 501c3 because they're held accountable on the federal level, they're held accountable on the state level, and they're also held accountable on the local. So with that being said, and it gives that parent, that aunt, grandma, or whatever, the initiative to be a part of what's going on in that organization. Then when they get old like I did, they move on and somebody else steps in their place. But it's a big deal. It's nothing that Clint deserves to have thrown upon him with everything else that's on him. I mean, this is not saying that Clint couldn't do it, because he could, but Clint, that's the reason why we got the reputation we got at the Southside, is because of the direction that he and his staff has taken over the last 15, 20 years. But my point is that person could be in place, and it works from one end of this county to the other, that all the boxes are checked, and then you're going to be coming down here to do that. And then that way, when they don't fulfill, you go over there and you put your lock on that concession stand, because if that concession stand ain't operating, that place ain't operating. And that you got control of it then. But it's got to be one to-go-to person. And somebody asked me one time, well, dang, you're going to have somebody working at 8, 9 o'clock at night. No. Because there's always going to be a director, you know, that runs that particular concessions, this particular whatever, you know. So that's why, in my opinion, the 501c3s, have they ran perfect? Absolutely not. But is there guidelines there to be an authority figure that lays on over there? Because that person needs to be in between the 501c3s. And when I say that, correct me, all community centers are 501c3s for the most part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I ask Amy, I bug her regularly, hey, is this the other stuff turning? You know, I'm just trying to build a trail. And of course, you can't make these people do it, but I can tell you, when the lock goes on the gate, they're going to get serious. You know, when you got 150 cars sitting out there ready to play baseball and the gates are locked because somebody didn't fulfill their obligation, you see. But Clint, am I saying anything? You haven't experienced Clint. I mean, it's I'd love Clint's input because he's got a lot of knowledge on this stuff. I ain't trying to put you on the spot, Clint. We gotta hang our hat on your knowledge.